going to share a wonderful message today. Amen. Because I was so blessed.
Amen.
Okay? You are blessed today because you are here.
Amen.
I feel sorry for my brothers and sisters who are not here today. So you'll be blessed right today, and then you're going to overflow. You're going to share. You're going to flow that blessing to others. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to, right? Okay, ready? You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Listen. I found that in the scripture, I realized in the scripture, there are many miracles, okay? There are many miracles that has happened because a person, man or woman, they say it. They open their mouth to say it. If you say it, this is the beginning of miracle. Okay? Without saying it, there is no action. So action comes after your words. Okay? So if you want to be a man and woman of miracle, you know, when you become man and woman of, yeah, man and woman of faith, you need to learn, we will learn from the Bible how saying it with our mouth is so important. Listen, Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve, Eve committed sin, right? How? Do you know how the process began? Have you thought about this? How Eve committed sin? By eating the apple, right? The fruit of knowledge of good and evil. Not apple, actually. It's called fruit of knowledge of good and evil, not apple. But we got learned when we were a little kid, right? An apple. No, it was not apple. It just said fruit. But we don't know what kind of fruit. Maybe it looks like apple. When we meet Jesus, we'll ask that question. Maybe it was a pear or peach or I don't know, whatever. So it was a, right? But this Eve ate that apple, to your terminology, right? The fruit. How? Do you know how? But if you read Bible carefully in chapter 3, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, there's no sin, right? Chapter 3, sin came in. Now, Satan came, visited Adam and Eve as a serpent, as a snake. That time, they're walking like this. Snakes not crawling with their bare belly, right? But they were walking like this, like a man, you know? Imagine a snake walking like this. Hi. At the time. So, serpent came and then start talking to Eve. And then asked this question. What did God say to you? And Eve said, oh, this is what God told me. And she actually added her own words. Now, she started talking to somebody. Now, this somebody was a serpent. That's how she ended up eating the fruit of tree of knowledge and good and evil. If she did not talk to the serpent, she would not have eaten it. Look, the Bible says, she said, she speak first, and then second, she saw. And then it looks delicious. It looks temptatious, and then she ate it. So the process goes like this. First, she say it. Second, she saw it. You see? What I'm trying to tell you here is, speaking it is the initiation, is the beginning of a very important thing. In your life, you want to experience breakthrough in your life, you need to learn how to speak. Oh, hallelujah. Now let's go. Let's go to the prodigal son. The brother shared the prodigal son story last Sunday, right? Last Lord's Day, and it was very much blessing. So we're going to read that one more time now. Okay, Luke 15, 17 and all. Let's read it together. One voice, church. Okay, ready? Begin.
When he came to his senses, he said, "In the name of my Father, I am good to fear. And here I am struggling to death. And I will go back to my Father. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called a son. Make me a light for my life." So he rose.
Okay, so we know the story, right? So the prodigal son came to senses here, right? Came to senses. He realized, it's like, wow. It's like, duh. What's going on with me? He began to think. The senses came to him, right? And this is what has... Okay, look, listen. The prodigal son, we know the story. He came back to his father. And then father put the robe of righteousness. And then gave him the ring and the shoes. And finally eaten the fattened calf to enjoy the feast. Listen, the church life is all about enjoying the feast. The kingdom of God is all about enjoying the feast. In order to enjoy the feast, we need the robe of righteousness. That's outward salvation, right? Outward redemption, amen? Amen. But not only the outward redemption, we need the ring. We need the authority, hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only that, we need the shoes, separation from the world.
Amen.
But not only that, ultimately, okay, and the very important point is we need to eat fattened calf. And that fattened calf was a signifies Jesus who died on the cross. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But listen, prodigal son experiences amazing grace, amazing blessings. How? Look at this verse now, 17. When he came to his senses, he said. He talked to himself. You have to see this scripture here. He talked to himself. What did he say? How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against you, heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. He practiced like this. Do you understand? He said, if he didn't say it, he will not return to his father. After he said to himself like that, oh, what am I doing here? My father has more food, and I'll go there and live as a slave. Hire men. Verse 20. After he said to himself like that, verse 20, so he got up and went to his father. Listen, say it first, and then there's action. Do you see this order? You have to say it first, and then there's action. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You want a breakthrough in your life? How many of you want to experience breakthrough in your life? Yeah? You see, we have to, Bible says, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, right? What does it mean by that, little child? What does it mean by that? You need to become like simple person, simple mind. Simple heart. Hallelujah. If I ask the same question, right? How many want to be experienced breakthrough? How many for all the kids here, they say, then I would change like this, right? How many want to be happy? Raise your hand. I believe all the children would raise their hand. Do you get my point? Hallelujah. Oh, we have to become more simple. We're too complex. We're too complicated. We have too much thought here, and our emotion is too mixed up. There's too much ups and downs. We need to be simple. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We need to simply just say it. Okay. Now, this is the one example. Let me go to second example. Bleeding woman for 12 years. Matthew 9:20. Go ahead. Okay, let's read it together. Begin. Then a woman who had been subject to bleeding
for 12 years came up behind him and told the angel of the tomb. She said to herself, if I only touch his robe, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said, your faith has healed you. And the Lord was healed from that moment.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
This woman was bleeding for 12 years. She spent lots of money to the famous doctors, but the doctors could not heal her disease, right? But one day she heard that Jesus is passing by the road, and this is what she did. I'll tell you the result. She went outside, she touched the cloth of Jesus Christ, and she was healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this miracle did not just happen like that. There was a process. Hello, saints, are you listening? There's a process. You look at the story, you look at the scripture. What's the process? She said to herself.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you saying these days? What are you saying these days? Because that's what's going to become. That's what's going to become. If you're not saying anything, if your mouth is shut all the time and you're being silent and you're not saying anything, guess what? You're not going forward. You're going backward. In a Christian faith, in a Christian life, there's no such thing as a middle ground. You are either going forward or you are going backward. Okay, talk to somebody. Brother, you are either going forward or backward. And say, very good. And then say this again. And then say this again. If you're not speaking Jesus, you're not going forward. You're actually going backward. Tell them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? What did you say?
She's going back.
She's going backward.
Yeah.
Go back. Look. Many people think, oh, I'm not sinning, I'm not lying, I'm not stealing, I'm not committing adultery, I'm not murdering somebody, therefore, I'm a good person, therefore, maybe I'm just neutral. Hey, I'm neutral. No, wrong. If you're not going forward, you're going backward. If you are a Christian, if you're a non-believer, that's a different story. As a Christian, as a believer, God wants us to run.
Amen.
Run the race.
Amen.
Run the race.
Amen.
Am I being too loud?
No.
Huh? Still, I'm preaching with this 100% passion, but then the reaction is like 60-70%. Huh? Maybe you're just too tired. You're too tired by the circumstances. No money, no food, no work. No wife. No husband. You're just too tired. But hello, today, experience breakthrough.
Amen.
If you open your mouth and say amen, you will experience breakthrough.
Amen.
If you open your mouth and say Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, you will experience breakthrough.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
See, this woman, if she didn't say to herself, nothing would happen. She said to herself, Verse 21. She said to herself, verse 21, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Oh, you see, she said it, she believed it, she went outside, and she actually touched the cloak of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand? If you're staying home and all the time thinking, daydreaming, wondering, going to Egypt, going to Pakistan, going to US, going to Saudi Arabia, going to the Hawaii, they're just daydreaming, you know. Just too busy here and silent here. That's the sign of sickness. Oh, revelation is coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord! This is not, it's not on my notes here. It just came out. Amen! You're too busy here and too quiet here. You're sick. Physically speaking, if you're sick, listen, you'll not speak much, right? You're dead, as I said, you're silent, dead silent, right? But God did not create you to be silent. No, not at all. God created you and me to express the triune God, to speak Christ, to speak love to somebody, hallelujah, to speak encouragement to somebody, amen. You have a tongue, and Bible says a tongue has a power of life and death. The life and death relies on your tongue.
Amen.
Your tongue.
Amen.
If you're not using it, you're going backward. So she said to herself, and then she did it. So here's a different story, but same message, right? Prodigal son, he said to himself. This bleeding woman, she said to herself. What is the result? Healing. What is the result for prodigal son? Restoration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, there are many other stories, but let me give you one more story in the Old Testament. Genesis 37 talks about Joseph's dream. Let's look at that. Okay. Yeah. Let's read it together. Begin. Okay, this is the third story I'm sharing here. Look, look, Joseph had a dream, right? All those things, the bowing down, right? And then when he told it to his brothers. Now, look at this now. In Joseph's dream, God showed him something great, vision, that one day he's going to be a prince and everybody's bowing down, right? So he shared this dream to his brothers. Now, obviously, brothers are bowing down to him. And he got, the brothers got jealous. Now, if Joseph did not tell his dream to his brothers, what would happen? What would happen? He would not be hated by his brothers. If he was not hated by his brothers, he would not be sold by his brothers. If he is not sold by his brothers, then he will not become prince in Egypt.
Amen.
How is that? So, because he said it, he paid the price. He said it, he paid the price, and he became the second to king. Second man to the king. Oh, he had authority. Hallelujah! Amen. And Joseph saved not only Egypt, he saved the whole world at that time. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, if God gives you a dream, you have to say it. You have to say it. Amen. If God gives you something, you have to say it.
Amen.
If you realize something in your heart, you have to say it.
Amen.
If you know the gospel of Jesus Christ is good, say it.
Amen.
You pay the price, but at the end, you're the winner.
Amen.
At the end, the success is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, sister McDonald, you're feeling sick, right? Your body's weak, sick, huh? Huh?
Tired?
Say, I am not tired.
Wow. Amen.
Say.
That's true. Amen.
You just probably say, she's always tired. Now she say, I am not tired. You feel energy, right?
Yes.
You feel positive energy, right?
Amen.
When you say, I am tired. Say, you feel negative energy, right? See that? Say it one more time. I am not tired. How about this time? I feel good.
I feel
strong.
Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Revival starts with your saying it.
Amen.
You have to say it. Amen.
Amen.
But you might have to pay price. But I rather pay the price and say it and experience miracle. Experience victory at the end. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go through some scriptures now. Acts 2:21. Okay, can we recite it together, one voice, loud, begin. Okay, come on, let's declare this now, together. This side. Little competition, all right? I know it's a sleeping time, three hours and a half. It's sleeping time, okay? So it's a very hard job for me to preach in this hour, right? So you have to be cooperative, amen?
Amen.
All right, now this recite this loudly. Ready? Begin.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Today you recite, you say amen.
Amen.
Remember, this is the body of Christ, amen?
Amen.
Say it one more time. Begin.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Next time you can do better. This role now, okay? You recite. Declare, okay? Say amen. Ready? Begin.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do it together. Do it together. 시작.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word call means cry out. Loud voice. Not like this. Have mercy on me. You understand? This means cry out, loud voice, uttered voice, so that people can hear from 1 mile away, huh? Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen.
We need to call on the name of the Lord, and there will be salvation, amen. There will be salvation from your stress, stressful life. There will be salvation from your worries and anxieties, amen?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Look at next verse now. Let's go next verse. Romans 10:9. Okay. Ready? Begin. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be
saved.
It is with your mouth. Your mouth is very important. Oh, your heart is important, yes. But if your mouth is closed, no salvation. Am I right? Bible says, with your mouth that you confess, you are saved. Oh Lord Jesus, we want to keep saying it. Keep saying it, the Lord's name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to challenge you today, okay? Actually, there was a song I didn't bring with me, but there's a song that says, oh, how sweet the name of Jesus Christ. I want to call on your name 1,000 times a day. How about this, brothers and sisters? Calling Jesus' name 1,000 times a day. Now, in order to call on the name of the Lord 1,000 times a day, you have to call on His name one time, 1 minute. Every minute, you got to call on His name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Can we call on His name? Begin.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Now, in the Bible says, okay, if you confess that Jesus is Lord, so His name is Lord Jesus, okay? You got it, right? His name is Lord Jesus. But why do we add the word oh? Some of you might think, hey, why they are calling, oh, Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus, right? You know, after resurrection, the word Lord was added before Jesus. Because Jesus Christ not only died, He rose again from the dead, amen? When He rose again from the dead, He's the Lord of all lords. Amen. He's the Lord. Amen. That's why we call Jesus Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
But we add the word all. Why? Because to express our warm heart. For example, this is my wife. In fact, some of you might know my wife here. Is she lovely? You don't care? Okay. I care. Okay. If I express my love to her, I love you. I love you, honey. Do you like this or? Oh, I love you. Which one do you like?
Huh?
Second? So you say, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Which is better? You get what I'm saying? Even the calling of the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. Verses. Oh, Lord Jesus! Which is better? Huh? You understand? See, there's a reason for everything. So when you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved! This world is so dark, right? So Sodom and Gomorrah is 10 times more than Sodom and Gomorrah, right? This world is going crazy!
Yep.
It's crazy! Oh, we cannot even talk about, right? The sins, how rampant, sins is rampant in this world. So to overcome this world, listen, we need to call on the name of the Lord every minute. Hallelujah. You're working in the factory, you work? Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen, brother Romanus. Huh? Your eyes are falling asleep. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. You're working in the factory. Hey, that will give you strength. That will give you power. Amen. You are studying. Oh, Lord Jesus. You're walking on the street. Oh, Lord Jesus. You're watching TV. Oh, Lord Jesus. You're taking a shower. You are doing grocery.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're calling somebody.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're eating pizza.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're running.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're playing soccer.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it is our life.
Amen.
It is our breath.
Amen.
Calling on His name is our breath. So if you say something, speak Christ, I'm telling you, there's going to be a miracle in your life. Because miracle starts with saying it. Hallelujah. So faith means declaration, okay? Proverbs 18:21. Look at this. Now you know the scripture. Proverbs 18:21. Ready? Begin. And those who love it, we will eat its fruit. So what kind of fruit you want to eat? Huh? You want to eat good fruit, right? Then speak good. You want to eat righteous? Speak righteous. Amen? You want to eat love? You speak love. Amen? You want to eat salvation? You speak salvation. Amen? You want to eat hope? You got to speak hope. Hallelujah. Actually, scientists tested this, right? There's a flower here, and it has a life, isn't it? Right? There's a flower, has a life, right? And then test it. 1 month, the man comes here, flower, and then start cursing. I hate you. Oh, I wish you'd die. End up in hell. Oh, you're so ugly. Condemned for 1 month. What happened? Flower died. Yeah. Another, you compliment, you share your love. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're wonderful. You compliment. If you're married, yeah, married couple here? Yeah, okay, very good. The secret of happiness, okay? 1 month, just compliment her. Compliment him. 1 month, see what happened. Okay? Just compliment, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? Okay, let's go to Genesis 1:3. Genesis 1:3, God said, everybody read it together. Begin.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Can you believe? Amen. I was so blessed by this verse because, can you believe? Even God had to say it.
Oh, amen.
Huh? God is God of creator. He's the creator of the universe. He can't just do create like this. Right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
He says
no.
He can just... Well, he can go... He can just think and... He's Almighty God, right?
Yeah.
Almighty God, right? But the medium, the way he choose is to say it. He said, let there be light. And there was a light. Sun and moon and stars. Can you create? Can you imagine the vastness, the largeness, the immense of how big the universe, sun and moon and stars is? You cannot imagine, right? But he created all those things by saying it. Let there be. Hallelujah. And you and I, we are created in the image of God, and we can say, let there be. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it, brother, sisters, say it. Say it in Jesus' name. And don't just say it one time. Say it continuously. Hallelujah. Let's check up some of the scriptures now, huh? Some of the scriptures, okay? Romans 1:17 now. Begin. For in this gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness the righteous will live by faith. Martin Luther, right? He realized this, right? He's a reformer, right? But that's the 16th century. We need to move on, amen? But anyway, the righteous shall live by faith. What does it mean by faith? If you believe it, you will say it. Say it, repeat after me. If I believe it,
I
will say it. Talk to somebody. If you believe it, you will say it. Hallelujah. Listen. No the way around. If you don't believe it, you're not going to say it. Okay? Talk to somebody. If you don't believe it, you're not going to say it. If you're not saying it, that means you don't believe it. If you're not saying it, you're not believing it. Do you understand? Huh? Listen. Okay, for example, here's my wife, and then I need to express my love to her, right? Not only in my deeds, but with words, isn't it? But if I shut my mouth for a whole, I live with her for 23 years. For 23 years, I shut my mouth and I never confess my love to her. I said, just leave. Do you think she would like that? No. No. In fact, every day we confess our love. I love you, honey. And the more I say it, the more I fall in love with her. How do I do it? That's the secret. That's the secret.
Yeah.
You become what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Amen.
You understand that? Hallelujah!
Amen.
If you boast about our church, Our church is loving. Our church is excited. Our church is biblical church. Our church is good family. If you say it, we will become like that. If you say our church sucks, our church boring, our church is outdated, whatever, then it will be like that. Do you understand? The moment you open your mouth and speak negative things, you will eat of it. You will eat the fruit of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteous shall live by faith means righteous shall live by speaking faith, speaking Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why there's a power in prayer. If you pray, you are speaking something, aren't you? Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible says, pray continuously without stopping, without ceasing. Continuously, we need to call on His name.
Amen.
Because the best prayer you can pray is to call on His name.
Amen.
What's the best prayer? Oh God, I need this. I need to help me with this. No, no, no. The best prayer is Jesus Christ Himself coming into you. Dispensing Himself into you. This is the best prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Best prayer is Jesus Himself. If you have Jesus, you will have everything what Jesus has, right?
Amen.
Do you get this?
Yep.
If you get Jesus, you get everything what He has. And He has heavens and the earth. He has all the authority.
Amen.
He has a life. He has a life source. He's a life-giving spirit. He has everything you need. He will meet your need. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Even I'm went through almost two-thirds of my message and still the people whose the mouth is closed. You have to, this is, look, you know why? Because you're so used to it. You're so used to it. Do you hear the noise here, huh? They're full of life. Full of life. When they're full of life, they cannot stay silent. They're full of life, they have to say it. Hallelujah. Spiritual message, spiritual meaning, same. Spiritually speaking, it's the same. Spiritually, if you're not saying amen, you're not praising the Lord, you're not praying, you're prophesying, you're not speaking, there's something wrong. Oh, may God give you abundant life.
Amen.
That you begin to speak now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Do we go to the next verse? The Revelation 12, 11. Okay, begin. They overcame Him by the
blood of the Lamb.
Okay, who's they? Who's they here? Who's they? They overcame. This is a church here. This is a church, overcoming church. This is us, okay? They overcame Him. Who's Him? Satan. Church overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the?
Word
of their testimony. It's the word. Say it. What can you say about Christ? Brothers and sisters, what can you say about Christ? Now you notice that some brothers are coming here, they're talking about economy of God. What is economy of God? Economic? It has to do with money. Actually, it has to do with money, yeah. God is own business now. God wants to gather His people by dispensing Himself into them. That's the only way He can buy them. Oh Lord Jesus, it's the word of testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, begin. Open your mouth every day, even today. Starting now, open your mouth, begin to call on His name. Oh Lord Jesus. You may not feel it emotionally. Nothing's happening in my emotion. Hey, what's wrong here? Don't rely on emotion. You have to say it from your spirit and believe it. And then the feeling will come. Amen?
Amen.
It's more than feeling, actually. The spirit is more than feeling. It's much more than that. Oh, there's something more. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's not this is not an emotional thing. This is a spiritual thing. Okay, let's go to the Mark 11. Now we're almost done. Mark 11, 22. Okay, ready? Begin. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I'll tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will
be done for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You like this verse?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite verses. Again, he says, have faith in God. What is faith? What is faith here? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone, what? Says. Anyone says. Magdalene? Say it. Don't be silent. When you come to church meeting, say it. Hallelujah. When you say it to the mountain. Now mountain is big, huge, right? Is this possible? You can say it with words. Hey! Lift it up, mountain, and be thrown into the sea. Is this possible? What's impossible to man is possible to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this, if you translate into spiritual meaning here, right? The mountain is what? It's like a Goliath. The David, the small boy, he faced Goliath, right? The giant Goliath. In your life, there's giants, like a mountain, that you think you cannot cross over. In your life, there's a giant now. There's a mountain. What is that? What is that? It could be money. It could be addictions. It could be something, a stronghold in your mind. I don't know what it is, but you know, right? You're facing mountain in your life, right? But do not be scared of. But you can see it and say, let's say it like this. Okay, come on, let's say it now. Let's say it like, we're gonna say. Okay, repeat after me. Okay, okay. You mountain.
You mountain.
I command you.
Be lifted up.
And I command you to throw yourself into the sea. Oh, I command you. I destroy you.
I destroy you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. After you pray like that, you should not doubt. The first thing will come to you as dart. The Satan will shoot a dart, right? Dart of doubt. Dart. And the doubt is, and they say, I don't think that's another man. No. If you don't doubt in your heart, but believes what he says, what you say, if what you say it, and you don't doubt it, and it will be done for you. Actually, it has already done for you. It has already done for you. In your spirit, in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Joma is here, Brother Joma is here. This is a really miracle. When he was like paralyzed, right? He could not move his body. He just, his eyes were just blinking like this. Right? No bathroom, he couldn't go to bathroom. We thought he's dead. He's more than half dead. Everybody thinking he's dead? Huh? This is a miracle. Oh Lord Jesus. And when I went to the hospital and visit him, I remember I was talking to you, right? Juma, how are you feeling? And what he said? This is what he said. Little by little I'm getting better. Because you said that, I'm getting better. You got better.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you were hopeless at that time and you were pessimistic and negative, nothing would happen, right? Because you said, I'm getting better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when he was laying down on the bed and couldn't move anything, he's paralyzed, and he says, I'm getting better, I will get better. That's a faith, isn't it?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do not look at the mountain, look at the mountain mover. Do not look at your problem, look at the person who can solve your problem. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next verse. Matthew 8:8. All these verses of this scripture, I pray that it will bless you and it will challenge you today. Okay? It's talking about saying it, the importance of saying it. Declaration. Faith means declaration. I cannot overemphasize the importance of it. Okay, read it together. Begin. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve it. But just say the word and my servant will be healed. See, the centurion had a great faith. And Jesus said, I have never met a person who had this great faith like this centurion. Centurion means he had soldiers under. He's like a manager, right? No, what's it? Commander. Under him, 100 soldiers are under him, right? And this is what he said. Hey, Lord, I do not deserve you to have to come under my house, right? To my house. Just say the word. And I know my servant will be healed. Servant had a leprosy, right? Oh, just say the word. See, this centurion knew the power of the word of Jesus Christ. Listen. Not only the words of Jesus is powerful, but your words is also powerful. Because Bible says, Proverbs, remember, your words have a power of life and death. and you will eat of it, eat the fruit of it. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh hallelujah. The best way to tame your tongue is to call on His name. Hallelujah. Otherwise, your tongue will be untamable and your tongue will go crazy. Right? Speaking lie, right? Curse, condemnation, lie, right? Pessimistic, complaining. If you're not praising God, you'll complain. Right? If you're not complimenting, you'll complain. Do you understand? You cannot have water and oil together. No. You cannot have a salty water and sweet water together. Do you understand? So the way to kill the words of complainment, right? Negative words is to keep on speaking positive, speaking life, speaking Jesus.
Amen.
Continuously, amen.
Amen.
Don't give any space for the devil. Don't give any space to the flesh. Always turn your mind to the Spirit, that you will always speak Christ and speak life. Do you like it?
Amen.
How about this? Henry, Brother Henry, are you getting it? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm almost finished now. I keep saying this and the scriptures keep coming up. try to comfort you, that's why. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:13. I want you to memorize this verse. Memorize this verse, okay? Because this is what's going to really hit home. Okay, ready? Begin. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe.
I'm losing my belly. Okay, ready? Look.
I believe, therefore I, what? You see? You see? If you believe, you will speak. If you don't believe, you will not speak. If you're not speaking, you don't believe. Simple, simple, brothers, sisters. If you believe in Jesus, you will speak. You speak Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, if you don't speak Jesus, you cannot help it yourself. Oh, there's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Something that you love to do and you're not doing it, you end up suffering, right? You understand? Speak Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say this to somebody. If you believe, you will speak.
If you believe, you will speak.
I believe, therefore I spoke. Everybody say, I believe, therefore I spoke.
I believe, therefore I spoke.
Hallelujah. What are you believing? That's what you're going to speak about. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I believe in Jesus, I'm going to continue to speak, oh, Lord Jesus, throughout my life, throughout my day. Even after I meet my Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to continue to speak Jesus, oh, Lord my Jesus, continuously in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, this is the best thing, best thing for church life, to call on His name. Don't minimize the power of calling on His name. You think you're calling on His name 3 times a day, in the morning, afternoon, and before you sleep, you think you're calling on His name? No, you're not breathing. Breathing. 5 minutes you're not breathing, you're dead, right? Calling on His name is breathing. Lamentations 3, 55, 56. I'm in the pit, I call on Your name, listen to my breathing.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you breathing spiritually, or are you not breathing? If you're not breathing, you're dead, right? Slowly you're dying, right? Oh, hallelujah, we need to breathe. Breathe, Jesus!
Amen.
Breathe spiritually!
Amen.
Breathe continually!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Open your mouth wide, I'll feel it!
Amen.
Open your mouth wide, feel it!
Amen.
Open your mouth wide. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I believe, therefore I spoke, right? Okay, now Numbers 14, 28. Now this is kind of scary verse now. Scary verse, right? You ready? All right, read it. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord. Okay, here, declares the Lord. Who's speaking? Who's speaking here? God is speaking, right? God says, I will do to you the very things I heard you say.
Hallelujah.
Listen. The Lord says, I will do to you the very things I heard from you. What do you want to say? What do you want to say now? Okay? Do you understand? I will do to you. Come on, talk to somebody. I will do to you the very things I heard from
you.
So, brothers and sisters, no more saying, ande. If you say ande, you know what ande means? No, right? No, I cannot do it. If you keep saying, no, I cannot do it, no, I cannot do it, you'll never do it. No, I cannot make it, you'll never make it. Oh, no, I'm a loser. Yes, you are a loser. The moment you say, I'm a loser, you're a loser. The moment you say, you're a victim, you're a victim. The moment you say, I am victor, you're a victor.
Amen.
The moment you say, I'm overcomer, then you're overcomer. Hallelujah!
Amen.
The moment say, I'm a child of the living God, then you are indeed a child of the living God. Amen!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus!
Amen.
The Israelites, they're complaining in the desert, complaining over and over again, and they all die on the desert, except Joshua's generation. Moses' generation, they all die, including Moses, because they said, complaining. God says, whatever I'm hearing from you, okay, that's what I'm going to do for you. Lord Jesus. If you call, keep on calling on the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, listen, what God's going to do to you? What God's going to do to you? Come on. You just heard this, right? I will do to you the very things I heard you say. One more time. Come on, everybody say, Caesar. I do to you the very things I heard from you. I heard you say. I will do to you the very things I heard you say. Listen, so if you say, oh, Lord Jesus, what God's going to do to you? Huh? You're very smart, brother. God's gonna give Jesus, meaning God's gonna give Himself. God's gonna give a triumph God Himself unto you, right? If you have a God, you have everything, right?
Yeah.
In God, in Jesus, there's a healing. In Jesus, there's a salvation. In Jesus, there's what? Happiness, whatever you want. Joy, everything. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Then open your mouth and say, Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Amen.
Call on the name of the Lord 1,000 times a day and see what happens. After 1 week, you come to me and talk to me. Okay? Oh, Lord Jesus. And then after that, you want to add some ingredient? You say amen too. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And your life will be changed. Your life will be changed.
Amen.
Guaranteed by the triumph God. Stamped by the Holy Spirit. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, one last verse. I believe there's one last verse. Okay, here's the conclusion. Here's the conclusion. Ephesians 5:18. And this is what I'm getting to you. Okay, I'm done now. Finish with my sermon. Okay, you ready? This is the conclusion. See that conclusion? I'm done now. Okay, ready? Begin. No. One voice. See it out.
Do not pay rent on the wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, keep the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Can you erase that? Do not get drunk, and then up to the word instead. Just leave, be filled with the Spirit. Okay?
This is not a recurring question.
He has it? Okay. Now, this Bible says, this is the conclusion, right? Bible says, be filled with the? Who says Holy Spirit? Do you see Holy Spirit here or Spirit here? Just Spirit. Huh? What happened to you now? You're making okay. Is this the recovery version now? Huh? Okay, very good. Very, very good. Now, erase that up to the superness. Up to butt. Erase. Yeah, up to butt. Okay? Be filled. Now, okay. Church, be filled in
Spirit.
It did not say Holy Spirit. Okay? Just a spirit. It's talking about your spirit, my spirit, not Holy Spirit, okay?
Amen.
So it's be filled in spirit. Now, many people understood this as a be filled with the Holy Spirit. No, Bible didn't say that. Be filled with your spirit. You're in your spirit, right? Now, how do we be filled with the Spirit? That's the question. How? Verse 19 is the answer. Verse 18 says be filled in spirit. Verse 19 is the answer. What's the answer? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and summoning with your heart to the Lord. Amen.
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 Be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking. Speaking one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speaking, everybody say, speaking to one another. Speaking to one another. Summing. What is summing? Summing means recitation. Recitation, okay? Read together. Okay? Listen. So, this is the definition of Lord's Day service. We want to experience breakthrough. You have to come with an open spirit, open heart, open mouth, and speak to one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And psalming, right? Speak one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We need to sing together. We need to pray together. We need to talk together. Speak together. Amen.
Amen.
This is the key for revival, right, of the Lord's Day service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can do this Monday through Saturdays, continue to speak one another. You find somebody, your brother or sister, call them and speak one another for 10 minutes every day, you will experience revival. Because you will open your mouth and actually say Jesus, right? But if you have nobody in your home and you're just by yourself and you're not speaking Jesus, your mouth is closed, your spirit will be dim. Dim. Your spirit will be dark, right? Do you understand? Oh Lord Jesus, we want to experience miracle, we want to experience revival in our life by speaking it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Okay, time is running out. I'm going to ask about 5 minutes. What you just heard, come and prophesy. Remember, when you speak, you eat, okay? And you are edifying this body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever you realize through this message, come and speak now. It could be just very short. Whatever it is.